To Psalm chapter number 135, Psalm chapter 135. It's right where we left off, really, and I believe works. The Lord knows what He's doing, as this is in the right spot for tonight. Psalm 135, just want to look at this chapter. And in verse number 1, Psalm 135, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of His treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, unto Pharaoh and upon all his servants. Who smote great nations, who slew mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan, and gave their land for a heritage unto Israel's people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge His people and will repent Himself concerning His servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord." Tonight we're going to, I pray, do just this. Praise ye the Lord. I'm really going to start preaching, stop, have our testimonies, and then finish preaching. Because I think it goes right with the chapter and right where we're at. And I just want to point out just a few things, and then we'll get some testimonies tonight. Verse number 1 and verse number 2, I think you see here some invoked worship. We're called to worship God. And to be honest, worship for a saint of God ought to come naturally. It ought to flow from our lips to bless His name. Now why? Well, number 1, because of His person, who He is. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him." You know, one of the saddest things that I've realized in studying the Psalms is the repeated request for God's servants to praise the Lord. You say, why is that sad? Because we shouldn't have to be reminded to praise the Lord. But throughout the Psalms, you'll find a reminder of God's servants. You need to praise the Lord. And to be honest, we all need to be reminded to praise the Lord. We forget too often where our blessings come from. We forget too often that we would be nothing if it weren't for the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Lord didn't change my heart, preaching Sunday morning on learning how to abound. There in Philippians, Paul said that he had to be instructed on how to deal with being abased and how to abound. He said, you know, of course he would say in chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." He had to learn, whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. But the state, we always just look at it like, even when we're bad and things are going rough, we got to be content. Well, that's half of what he was saying. He also had to learn to be content when he had a lot. When he was abounding, he said. And I think this time of the year, we stop to thank God, we are very blessed people. Every one of us has so many blessings. And one of the dangers in that is we forget who blessed us. We forget where the blessings come from. And being such a blessed people like we are, and we are a blessed people, there's some danger in being so blessed. And I don't want to get into a sermon Sunday, but we have reason to praise the Lord. We have reason to be thankful to His name. We ought to be thankful for, and it ought to be constantly from our lips, that God is good. I like, anytime you see, of course, in the Word of God, "Praise ye the Lord." It's the same word, hallelujah. It's just written a different way. Hallelujah is "praise ye the Lord." I'll say this about this psalm and in other psalms. When the psalm ends with the exact words that it started in, it was sung like we would look at today, like a round. You know what I mean by a round? you sing through the song, and you start back over where you ended up, and you start singing again, and you just keep going round and round and round. All right? This psalm is that way. It starts with praise ye the Lord. It ends with praise ye the Lord. The principle here is this. We should never stop praising the Lord. We should never cease praising His name. And I think that's important. It says there in that verse that praise the name of the Lord. There is no greater name than the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord God is a name, a wonderful name. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12, neither is salvation in the other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's a precious name, the name of God. If it weren't for the name of God, the name of Jesus, there'd be no salvation. There'd be no sanctification. We wouldn't be able to pray like we can. It's all done in the name of the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord tonight. Amen? Praise Him because of who He is, His person. But secondly, in the end of verse 1 and verse number 2, we can praise Him because of our position. It says, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Now, there's a couple different kinds of people pointed out here in verse number 2. It says, ye that stand in the house of the Lord. Now, the only ones that could go into the house of the Lord were the priests. Now, if you're looking back, who was saying this, all right? Only the priests could go into the house of the Lord. But I'm glad tonight that nobody has a monopoly on praising the Lord. It wasn't just the priests that could praise the Lord. It goes on, it says, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. The courts, anyone could go stand in the courts. So I think they're being called that priests need to worship, the people need to worship, and I'm glad today that anyone and everyone should be able to praise and honor and give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ought to do it, by the way, it says here, in the house of the Lord. Now obviously we can praise the Lord anywhere. And we should, amen? We ought to praise the Lord everywhere. But there ought to be something a little bit special about praising the Lord amongst God's people. What I mean by that is this. There ought to be a freedom like no other place to praise the Lord like it is in God's house. You see, what do you mean? Well, you'd have a hard time going to some bar tonight and standing up and giving a testimony. It'd be awful hard to do that tonight. It'd be awful hard to be standing on a dance floor tonight and stop and try to give a testimony and praise to God. But in the house of God, it ought to be easy to praise the Lord. You look around in God's people and all that God's blessed us with, it ought to be easy to praise His name. So there is invoked worship. We ought to do it. We ought to do it right here amongst God's people. But then you see in verses 3 to 14, it's intelligent worship. We ought to understand what we're praising the Lord for. And there's just a couple of things. This obviously is not an exhaustive list of why we praise the Lord. But I like these points. In verses 3 through 4, we can praise Him for His goodness. It says there, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto His name, for it is pleasant, for the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto Himself, and Israel for His peculiar treasure. We ought to be able to praise Him for His goodness. I like in verse number 3, for the Lord is good. We can praise Him because of the character of God. There's another psalm that says He is... how's it go? Now mine went blank. Basically, it says that He is what good is. I can't remember the exact words, but you know, if you try to describe God, He is good. The epitome of what good is, that's God. Our God is good. None of us, we're not good. There's none of us are good. You know, I heard one time someone get up at a funeral and say, Brother Carr was with me, you know, and said, well, this man, he was a good man. And in reality, they were trying to say that because man died a drunk and his life was a disaster. But trying, I think, to preach him into heaven. And just kept repeatedly saying how good he was, trying to, I think, talk themselves into that he was going to heaven. There's none good. There's none good. None of us are good. At our very best, we're wicked. None of us are good. But God is good. God has never done anything bad. God is good. Amen? We can praise Him because of His character. We can praise Him with our chorus there, and we'll sing His praises again tonight. Sing praises unto His name. And I like this, for it's pleasant. Y'all not have to twist an arm to get to sing praises to God. Y'all don't want to sing His praises tonight. Lord willing, I plan on singing Blessed Be the Name tonight. We ought to be able to sing and praise and praise the Lord and say, Blessed be the name. The Lord is good. Sing His character. You see our chorus, and then you see also our comfort. It is pleasant. You know, there's something special that God does for you when you bless His name. When you stop and honor and give God praise, it encourages your heart. Now, this is important, and I can't spend long because we only have testimonies tonight. But everybody catches, because this is something that the Lord showed in my life and in many others' lives that I've dealt with here in the last few years. If you're struggling with depression, struggling with being down, you need to stop and praise the Lord repeatedly every day. In Scripture, all through Scripture, when people face that, we study it in Psalm 119, we study it in other places. You study it about people who face those things. How did David encourage himself? In the Lord. He had to stop and reflect. And we may be on cloud nine tonight, and I hope everybody is. And I hope no one, but the reality is this, life gets rough sometimes and you start to get down. Praise the Lord. Still every day, my alarm goes off 7 times a day. And I stop and praise the Lord. I just praise Him. You know, and we've been doing this quite a while, you know. Remember when I preached on that? You know what I found? I've yet to run out of things to praise Him for. Now, I've had to stop because I don't like repeating things. I'm trying not to, but sometimes you get overwhelmed. But, you know, I stop and think about things I've praised Him for in the last few weeks that I haven't thought about ever in my life to stop and praise God for. We have a lot to praise Him for. And we ought to praise Him. And if you're discouraged, praise His name, because it will encourage your heart. God loves us, that we're His choice there in verse number 4. Of course, we talked about Jacob when we just studied Malachi, what grace that is, but him, he is a peculiar treasure. You know, same thing we are too in the New Testament. We're a peculiar people. And I praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that God takes notice of us? God, He loves us. For His goodness, verses 5 to 13, for His greatness. I've got to rush through this. Verse number 5, it's declared, for I know that the Lord is great. And that our Lord is above all gods. What a great verse. Our God is great. He is above all gods. By the way, there is no other gods. But if there were gods, He would be the greatest. But He's the only God. Our God is a great God. It's declared. It's been displayed. You see in verses 6 through 12. Verses 6 and 7 talks about creation. Our God's the only God. And He's an all-powerful God. Everything we have and see and everything that there is, God created that. He's an all-powerful God. He can do anything. If you have some questions tonight, if you've got some problems tonight, God can. And I don't know what you need to fill in the blank there, but God can. I don't know what it is, but God can. God can do these things. And God is an all-powerful God. You look at all of His creation. He talks about His conquest in verses 8 through 12. I'm not going to read it again. It talks about Egypt. Talks about kings. That He is defeated. It basically goes through a little bit of Israel's history. And doesn't this sound familiar? It summarizes it basically I have in these 2 points. He brought him out of bondage and brought him into blessing. Sound familiar? That's all of our testimony if you're saved tonight. Amen? He took us out of bondage and brought us into blessings. We have been a blessed people. It's described in verse number 13. It says, Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever. And Thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. We ought to praise Him. Not just for what we've looked at what He's done. But I think this is a stopping point here. Because we don't just praise Him for what He's done. But everybody get this tonight because it's important before we testify. We don't just praise the Lord for what He's done. We are praising Him for who He is. And that's a big difference. Because you know what? There's going to be some days you get laid off from work. There's no money. Life is rough. Car didn't start. Dog got ran over. Bad days. You still can praise Him. Because we don't just praise God for what He's done. We praise Him for who He is. Now, God has done great things. Amen. But even if He didn't, He's still great. Even if we had nothing material, and we all have so much materially to thank Him for tonight. Amen. Even if our health was terrible. Even if we had to all live under the tabernacle out there because we all had nothing. Matter of fact, I'd almost venture to say we'd almost praise Him more. When you study history, that's what happened. because I can't get away from my Sunday morning message, we have a harder time learning how to handle blessings. It's easy to run to God when you're hurting. But it's just as easy to forget God when you're blessed. But we don't praise Him for what He's done. We praise Him because who He is. So I want to stop, pause for a second, and give some testimonies tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, if you just look at the psalm, we'll close. It says there, verse 15, it talks about idolatry. And I just say this real quick. I'm glad that we serve a living God. There's verses in Psalm 135. Says, the idols of the heathens are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. And go down to verse 17, ears, they do not hear. There's no breath in their mouths. In other words, what it says there in those verses is that they're manufactured and they're meaningless. There's no point in them. I'm glad our God's not like that. I'm glad no one created our God. Our God created everything else. We serve a living God, a God who's alive, who He hears us, He sees us. He's the one that gave us life and breath. And verse number 18 talks about the foolishness of idolatry. They that make them are likened to them. You know, what do you mean? Their meaning, it's pointless. I'm glad that we don't serve a God that our life is pointless. And understand what I mean by that. There's people serving tonight idols who are dedicated. I mean, there's people out this week knocking on doors that are dedicated to a false religion. I'm glad. And they're going to, at the end of the life, it's pointless. They're going to go to hell if they don't get the truth. I'm so thankful tonight for a living God who gives us the truth. Which ought to, we close with this, as we've just been doing, insistent worship. It ought to be no problem to worship God. In verses 19 and 20, full participation. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. That's all the people. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. That's your priest. Bless the Lord out of Zion. Ye that fear the Lord. Sorry, bless the Lord. Basically, to the Israelites, it would have been all the Israelites should praise the Lord, the priests should praise the Lord, and the proselytes should praise the Lord. In other words, people like Rahab, people that weren't Jewish, but they had seen the truth. They have reason to praise the Lord. And for us tonight, just simple, we all have reason to praise the Lord. Every one of us have reason to praise the Lord. And it ought just be full participation, but fervent participation. Verse 21, blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. We can just keep praising Him and praising Him and praising Him. And when they would be singing this psalm, they would just go back to verse 1 and start all over again. And to be honest, our life can be that way in praising God. We never can run out of reasons to praise the Lord. Would you bow your heads tonight? I have my wife come to the piano tonight. The heads bowed and their eyes closed. We're going to stand to our feet, and if you would, just stand to your feet tonight. And I just give an invitation, because we never want to preach the Word of God without giving an invitation. And what I mean by that is that we give an opportunity that if God's Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, to make a decision to act upon it. Maybe tonight you heard people sharing their testimony about salvation, how great it is to know you're saved, but you cannot give that testimony tonight. Why don't you come tonight? Give your heart to Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe there's something through the Word of God or testimonies of God's people tonight that it's just God's doing business with your heart and you need to do business with Him. As the piano begins to play, if God's spoken,